Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom he died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. Hello, Saints. Wanted to bring some things to your attention to help you not only to grow in the grace of Christ, but also to be able to help others grow in the grace of the Lord, and also to help others that are lost, those that are lost, to be saved. I want to encourage you to take a fresh look at SafeguardYourSoul.com. It is a mega Christian website loaded with about 200 categories. I haven't counted in a while, but I guess about a year ago it was up to 150. So just covers the gamut of biblical doctrine, not the least of which, in fact, what is the most important category is probably Christology. When you access the drop-down menu, there is a category drop-down menu, and cruise through that, you're going to see things like abiding in Christ, abortion, adultery, America, Andrew Murray, angels, Antichrist, apostasy. This is just the A's, articles. That's all the articles on the whole site. Assurance, atheism, evolution, audios. Wow, hundreds of edifying, biblically rich, scripture rich audios that so many are going all the way through. They're listening to one after the other, and sometimes listening to some of the same ones more than once. We're getting so much feedback in that regard. Also, be backslidden, okay? Bethel Church exposed, Bible, or the Word of God. We got Bible books of the Bible outlines and study helps. Got Bible school as one of the categories, Bible version issue, etc. Going down to the C's, Christology, wow, chastening, church discipline, church membership exposed, church revenue distribution. That one is a mind blower. Colossians and several of the books, Ephesians under E. Under D, we've got discipleship, discernment, divorce and remarriage. We've got doctrine. We've got dreams, visions, prophecies, apparitions, drugs, doctors, medical, etc. Under the J, of course, we got Jesus Christ. We got under H, holiness, Holy Spirit, honesty, hope, humility, hypocrisy, etc. So I want to encourage you to go cruise through there and look at all the categories, and to use this site as a resource to help people to grow in the grace of Christ. The Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 2, in verse 6 and 7, as ye, as speaking to believers, therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Then it goes on to warn us to beware, verse 8, lest any man spoil or ruin you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him, that is, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Just yesterday, I went through this passage. We actually began at verse 4 with a dear brother that just got saved within the last month, and just been a fantastic, just an amazing time of growth every day. I mean, he called me this week and said he had been in the Word of God for 4 hours that day. And he's just getting consumed with devouring the Holy Scriptures and learning of the Lord. And that's the most important thing we can do, is get people in the Word of God. And on every page, nearly, of the site, we are in every page of the books, I should say. I'm being a little exaggerating. I don't think it's on every page, but we're constantly encouraging people to study, to show themselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, which is where Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is getting Timothy to study the Word of God himself. And that's one of the most vital things in helping people grow in grace, discipling them, is to get them in the Word themselves and get them to this good resource, this scripture-rich resource of safeguardyoursoul.com, to use it as something you reference when you have a discussion and you need information. We've got just dozens and dozens of people that will do that already, and sometimes they'll ask me a question and say, hey, where do I find information on such and such? And I tell them, just go to the search box on safeguardyoursoul.com and search the person's name, or just takes one word, you know, of whatever topic. If you're looking for stuff on mercy, we not only have a category that's chock full of good stuff on mercy, for example, but you can also put the word mercy in the search box. At the top left of the site, you'll see the first button is on the desktop is Peace with God, and you can copy and paste from that that page, which is a track, basically a gospel track leading sinners to Jesus, or you could take the link in the URL line up there and the web address and just pop it to people on your phone or email and help them, you know, read through that, find out they're a sinner and that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, and that sin separates us from God. And then it talks about Jesus Christ and how to be saved, and there's a prayer at the end, and there's also a victory in Jesus' name audio at the bottom. And then if they get saved, it below that it says what to do next, you know, go tell another believer, etc. Get a King James Bible, be water baptized, read your Bible daily, and commune with God. I'm just pointing out, saints, that there are so many resources on this mega site, and that's exactly why it's built, folks, so that when you're sleeping, when I'm sleeping, or doing something else with our family or whatever, that we can have given it to people who are on there going through post after post on subjects like judgment, on love, on walking in love, on justice, on holiness, on the return of Christ. Wait, that's a big category, the return of Christ. And just so much good stuff here. I want to encourage you to use it to help people grow in the grace of God. We are seeing so many people that are just becoming biblically literate by studying the scriptures. Every page is loaded with scripture, and all the scriptures on the site, on nearly every page, there's scripture, obviously, on every page there's scripture, but with the exception of just a few where there's like conversations going on, all of the scriptures, whether they're in part or in full, are bolded, okay? And if you do nothing else but go through a post and look at the scriptures, man, you are getting a lot of Bible truth. And hopefully this helps enrich your study of God's Word. Just wanted to take a minute here to encourage you to use Safeguard Your Soul as a resource, a place where you help get plugged in. You get yourself plugged into the Word and also learn doctrine and topics from the Bible, etc. Learn new scripture and also share it with others and use it as a resource to help them to be just encompassed and enveloped in the Word of God. Because the scripture says in Colossians 3:16, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. That means abundantly, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So at the top, we have a button on the menu, one of the menu bars, call feedback, man. It's people that have messaged us, and it's absolutely been amazing here. We got one I posted today there. This sister said that she's been listening to the podcast on the site. And like always, she says it's been very inspiring and amazing. And we have a link to the audios, you know, safeguardyoursoul.com/audios is a gateway, a floodgate into hundreds of God-fearing, scripture-rich, if you will, content. By podcast, radio and podcast. Someone else, a dear brother named Derek, he wrote in this week and said, I listened to the Lord Lift Up His Countenance. That's one of the new podcasts on the site. It's called the Lord Lift Up His Countenance podcast. He said he listened to 2 days ago he was blessed to hear he was actually mentioned in it. Also, he talks about how his mom got on and listened and began to realize that she had been deceived by believing the heresy of once saved, always saved. Amen. Another sister named Michelle said, she loved the quoted scriptures in the videos. We have about 100 or hunting something, well over 100, YouTube videos on the ministry YouTube channel, and that's youtube.com safeguard your soul, I believe it is. And we've got it linked on the site. And so again, everything we're doing, friends, and well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcast on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture rich and Christ centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month. And your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site. And you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so. And a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.